What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And Payton got away with a grab. Edwards goes in. No good. Rebound Draymond. That should have been a foul on Payton outside. Payton comes middle. Throws to the right corner. Heel right there. Fires and hits again. Oh, Buddy Love has given Golden State a 22-point lead. 55-35.
My name is Buddy. I'm Batman. I saved the day.
I'm nice.
Hey, Aries, it's Buddy Hill. You're listening to Willib and Dibs on 95.7, The Game.
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know if I can remember anything like this. Because remember, he introduced himself to the Bay Area sports fan in a wonderful way.
My name is Buddy.
Right. And then he quickly, after a month and a half, became, oh, that's why the Kings fans get so triggered by him.
Perhaps.
Well, but yep. 3 weeks in, it was like, oh my God, Buddy.
Right. So when you loved him, and, yep. and then you realized him, and then it just sat there until Sunday. And I don't know if I've ever seen a Bay Area athlete.
I saved the day.
Turn a corner, change the narrative, and for good. Like, in other words, I don't think the narrative can go back the other way anymore. It's over.
Right.
He is beloved.
He is.
Forever.
Sure.
It's over.
But you look at last night, and I'm looking at the game log right now, and he was 0 for his first 8.
Mm-hmm.
And
my name is Buddy.
Didn't care.
Here are the distances of the shots he missed.
But my energy when he was 0 for 8? You keep doing you, Buddy.
I'm
like
with
his dad.
Because they were up 10.
I saved the day.
Yeah.
They're up 10. If they were down 14, it might have been different, but I'm with you. I'm never going to turn on Buddy, but I'm looking at the shot distance of his misses. 22, 3-footer, uh-huh. 0, 1, 13, 0, and 2.
Correct.
So he missed 5 shots inside of 3 feet.
Absolutely. That's why Jimmy Butler after the game was like, use the backboard.
Right.
That's what it's there for.
And I can't wait.
Yeah.
And he calls him Butters too.
That's why Buddy said
it. My name is Buddy.
That's right. He goes, why are you calling me Butters? He goes, Buddy is short for buddies. It's like, no, it's not.
My name is Buddy.
My name is Buddy. Which is hysterical because no, it's not.
No, your name is Shivana.
Exactly. Right.
Your name is actually not Buddy
it's
or
not
Butters.
Buddy.
Right. My name is Buddy.
I'm Batman.
That dynamic is, it's a movie.
It is.
It's a freaking movie.
They finish the entertainment and then they come out and do the after show.
Right.
It's incredible.
And the after show is almost as good as the actual movie itself.
Well, we're going to play the whole thing for you a little bit later on in the show because it dawned on me on the way in today that a lot of Warrior fans, first of all, you might go watch this at a public place or when the game ends. You turn it off. You turn it off.
Or your wife turns it off.
You don't know what happens after the game. I'm driving in talking to my parents today. Oh, how about those Warriors, Mark? Yeah, pretty amazing, right? And then I go, hey, did you guys see Jimmy and Buddy after the game? No. I go, do you even know at all about the dynamic that got created there over the last few months? No. They were 100%
right.
Unaware that this even happens. They didn't even know, let alone hear it.
But they're in their 80s. But still, your point is well made.
But I think there are a lot of people out there that you don't hear this.
Right.
And it's unbelievable.
It's beyond like hilarious where, you know, the dynamic between the two and, you know, even like the Steph stuff where, okay, he's the petty king and he's wearing sunglasses. You have to really be like dialed in to understand why he wore sunglasses in game 7.
Exactly.
To really understand the reference. But these two, if you just watch the post game,
these two, that should be the name of their show,
dude.
These two,
yeah. Like Butters and Butler, right? Yeah, and part of it is so funny because now that Buddy Hield is like Buddy, dude. I'm like you are.
Buddy.
My name is Buddy.
You're kind of lightweight carrying the team, and so Jimmy Butler has to sit there and begrudgingly like give him his flowers, but not really.
I've never seen Grandy and Lucas so excited in my life for a new drop. This is going to absolutely run our station.
My name's Buddy.
Which one?
For the rest, my name is Buddy. That's it.
My name is Buddy.
That's the one.
I'm Batman.
Well, that's good too.
I'm not saying I save the day.
Yeah,
I'm nice.
They're all good.
He's got four already on the board, perhaps. It's.
Oh, God.
He's amazing.
It's over. He is beloved forever.
Forever.
You are Travis Ishikawa. You are Cody Ross. You are, who else? I mean, do we want to go back to, people who had like rando plays for the Niners in Super Bowls in the 80s?
In the 90s, yeah.
Like, is Marco Scudero too much?
No, absolutely. No, it's not at all. I mean, that looking up at the sky with the rain coming down.
Yep.
Like all of the, and maybe we're actually doing Buddy a disservice because this is an all-time three-point shooter in many respects. So I don't want to make him sound like he was picked up off the scrap heap as a DFA and suddenly came out here. But that's it. Like, that's it. I don't care where this goes next. If the Steph injury leads to them losing this series, that's it. Buddy Hield is cemented in this town.
He, and I don't want to, like, go too far over my skis with the comp, but he has a little bit of Hunter Pence for me. Because Hunter has a personality. Yeah. The Hunter Pence personality, he came in with his scooter and his bug eyes and his, you know, triple contact base hit. And
a good one.
I mean, Hunter Pence.
Freaking Bay.
Yep.
Hunter Pence as a player is a lot like Buddy Hield, where if you look at Hunter's career, it's like he was better like as an overall baseball player than I think that many people give him credit for.
Oh, he was a very, very good player.
And Buddy Hield, I think, is a very good player.
Well,
when you look back at his career, if you're talking about him being a top 8 three-point shooter of all time,
nice.
And right now he's 15.
But it's just that. It's just the three-point shooting.
Right.
It's not like what's amazing about Buddy Hield in these last few days is even the stuff where like, okay, you missed a shot, you wore the wrong shorts, like the most Buddy stuff ever.
Right.
You've also seen that there is some heady basketball in there too. Like there was actually defense. There's defense. And there are plays where he's running them correctly and getting in the right spot. And I know Jimmy makes fun of him for not being in the right spot. I'm not saying he's suddenly now Draymond Green and he's thinking his way and through the matrix and the rest of the world can't keep up. I'm not saying that, but the reputation of Buddy Hield, and in fact, what he even plays up, like he plays into the narrative, is not 100% true, or it hasn't been over the last week. At least that, you know?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. For America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.